The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome to a new deep dive. Look, many of you are scouting around for de-risked, high-growth plays in green energy, especially if you're maybe newer to the sector.
Yeah, it's a hot area.
Definitely. So today, we're cutting straight to it, showing you how one really crucial piece of policy is creating just that kind of opportunity in, well, two key spots: battery energy storage systems,
DES,
yeah, and EV charging stations. Mm-hmm. This deep dive is really about unpacking what makes these investments quite compelling based on the material you've shared.
And what's really fascinating here, especially for you as an investor, isn't just that these techs are vital for, you know, the energy transition.
Right. That's sort of the baseline.
Exactly. It's how these specific financial legal incentives are just fundamentally changing the risk-reward picture.
How so?
Well, you take projects that might, on their own, offer sort of moderate returns, but layer on these incentives, suddenly they jump into the mid-teens, maybe even higher.
Just because of the incentives?
Purely because of these powerful catalysts, yes.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. You're talking specific programs, federal, state, even local level, designed to get people investing.
That's right.
But for someone actually, you know, developing or installing a BS system or EV chargers, how does this work on the ground? Is it just like a simple tax deduction?
Oh, much more direct than that. It's not just a deduction, no. We're talking outright grants sometimes. Substantial investment tax credits.
Okay.
Like that standalone one for energy storage that came in with the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA.
IRA. That was big news.
Huge. And you also get things like accelerated depreciation. So basically, if you build a BS facility or install EV chargers, there are often public funds set aside to pay back a big chunk of your costs.
A big chunk? Like what kind of range?
It can be anywhere from, say, 20% reimbursement,
yeah,
all the way up to, in some cases, 100% of the investment.
Wow, 100%.
Depending on location, project type, various factors. But yeah, it dramatically cuts your net project costs.
Which means faster break even.
Faster break even, exactly. And ultimately higher compounded returns down the line.
So it's not just about getting one incentive, is it? It sounds like you need to know how to combine federal, state, local programs, almost stack them.
That's precisely the playbook. Yeah. Companies succeeding here aren't just passively getting incentives. They're actively navigating the landscape, figuring out how to optimize the stack for each project.
Okay. Optimizing the stack. I like that.
It's a strategic approach, right? Maximizing those credits, grants, subsidies, it means your capital goes way further.
More efficient deployment.
Much more efficient.
Yeah.
Allows you to scale faster across more projects. Take the IRA's storage tax credit. Again, that's a major reason we saw U.S. battery storage capacity basically explode.
Explode how?
It grew fivefold, just between 2021 and 2024, exceeding 26 gigawatts.
Fivefold. Wow. That's not just growth. It's
exponential acceleration. And it makes these assets incredibly attractive from an investment standpoint.
Yeah, you can see why. That combination, strong government backing plus smart optimization, that really changes the whole capital structure for these assets, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And if you look at the bigger picture, these tax and legal incentives, they really form the backbone of a smart investment strategy in this clean energy space.
The backbone, huh?
Yeah. Fundamentally, they help de-risk the projects, they boost your capital efficiency, and they accelerate growth way beyond what just organic market demand could do on its own.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, it raises a pretty important question for you, thinking about your portfolio. As this government support keeps expanding, what other innovations, what new market opportunities might this unlock down the road?
That is a great thought to chew on. And for anyone who wants to really dive into the specifics, the numbers, the mechanics, remember, there's more detail in the Investor Resource Center materials you shared with us.
Yep, absolutely.
Or, of course, you can always reach out to an investor relations specialist if you have more questions.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.